Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. How are you? Welcome to the Vibrate and Elevate show. This is Miss Controversy, Miss Toya, Miss Butterfly Project in the building with Miss Z Marie. Hey, Z Marie, how are you?
Hey, that's me.
That's what's up. Listen, it's on. It's on and popping. Welcome to Sunday service. For those of you that don't know, this is how we worship. Listen, yes. You are on the Vibrate and Elevate show, energy real high. That was
and
the beginning of.
We online, so we don't got no building fund. You know what I'm saying? Come in.
We don't got no building fund. We ain't gonna be asking for a whole bunch of your dollars, but
you know,
that was definite. Yes, we need you to go ahead and get comfortable. And we got our little ladies who going to throw the little white cover over you. You know, if you just so happen to fall out because you vibrate so high.
Right.
We got that on deck. We got, you know, the deaconesses on deck. And speaking of which, that tune that I was playing, that's Unstoppable by Liana La Havana. I think I said it wrong. But check her out. The song was very timely, the frequency and the energy of the song. It's called Unstoppable, but it's talking about two lovers being unstoppable, like this connection is unstoppable. But tonight's topic is about something that's unstoppable and inevitable. You feel me? So tonight's topic is called the Transition Toolbox, all right? And this is where you're going to get your emotional essentials for embracing sudden what, Z-Marie? Sudden what?
Sudden foolishness. We all have experienced it. You know it when you see it.
A little side eye. Soon as something in your system goes, wait a minute, something is not business as usual. And this is not always a bad thing. And for those of you that know, Z Marie and myself, we're best friends. So we talk all the time. And so this topic has, been introducing its own self throughout the week. And so we're happy to, you know, bring it to you live in full effect on the Vibrate and Elevate show. And I'm excited about tonight's show. So we're going to get right into it. And so first, before you even settle in listening, please go ahead and get some tools ready. This is what you need, a pen and paper for one. Go ahead and get a pen and paper because we're going to run it down for you real good. Or get your phone out. Get your notes out so you can be, you know, putting key points in that thing because, you know, we come to raise the frequency of the community. So, Z Marie has very cutely, you know, I made that word up, very cutely put in two things that you need to do, you know, to make sure your transition box, transition toolbox is in full effect. And we're going to go into that. But Z Marie, can you talk to us a little bit about what is transition? What is it? What is transition to you?
Transition is expansion. Transition can mean so many different things. It just depends on what area of your life, what focus is in play at the time. But before I go into any more explanation, I have a great quote that I saw on LinkedIn today. And so the quote goes, "We don't make mistakes, we make transformations." So I really, really like that. I was like, okay. We don't make mistakes, we make transformations. So I think transition, transformation, change, these are all words that are related to each other. And so transition is making a move. It is actually action. It's a verb for sure.
I'm sorry, I'm writing this stuff down. I don't make mistakes. That sound like I woke up like this. Like, it sound like what? That's not wrong. That's me transitioning
right.
to doing it better. You understand me. Go talk to your supervisor about that. And watch how fast you transition. I mean that in a nice way.
No, seriously, it's funny because failure is something I used to be so afraid of. And in the last few years of my life, I realized, like, oh, my goodness, like, I wouldn't even be half the woman I am if I didn't fail and fall into something by failing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, mm-hmm. it's so obvious, but we never use that kind of language around failure.
Right.
We just say,
we never embrace it.
Growth. Yeah, we use the word growth. So meanwhile, failure sitting in the corner somewhere, like, you know, an old pair of shoes, like, it can't be used. And it's like, no, it definitely can be used. It can be used right away, immediately. So,
I just wrote on a piece of paper in light of this talk right now. I put growth equals elevated failure. You can only go forward if you build on your failures. Okay, like my paper is already like halfway full. Growth equals elevated failure. You can pick any motivated speaker, any of them: Les Brown, Napoleon Hill, Zig Ziglar, whoever you want. Okay, Nicki Minaj, whoever you want, and they're gonna tell you that you know, failure. You're going to have more failures than you have successes.
Yeah.
The failures are going to lead you to the desired success that you're looking for. You can research any inventor, you know. I mean, don't include Nikola Tesla in that because he was kind of perfect and weird because he would see the patents in his head and he would just make it. But you look
That's
at somebody
cool.
like Edison. You know,
That's
you look at somebody,
That's somebody
on... That's my science boo. That's my science boo. But if you look at somebody like Edison or other inventors, they miserably on the road towards, you know, their personal success. And so that's one of the things that I think you need to embrace before you even understand that you are the person for the job. When we think of toolbox and tool belt, that is somebody who is on their job there to get a specific job done, right? And your job is, in this example, your job is to do your purpose or perform your purpose. And so first we need you to know that you're in position, what position you in. You're in position to be who you are. You came here to do what you came to do, and the toolbox is going to help you do it. And so we need you to, you know, do a little soul searching before these things can really take full effect for you. All right? So thank you for letting us know that failure is allowing us to see, you know what, I'm human. And I woke up like this. Like, I ain't make no mistake. I'm just transitioning and transforming. And so once you realize who you are, now we want to let you know what you can do. And this is where the toolbox comes into play. You need certain tools tangible in order to embrace the change. So as we move forward, Z Marie, we know who we are. We got our overalls on. We come to do this work. We come to do our purpose. And we got a tool belt on. We got the toolbox ready. What's next? What I need to do next?
Okay. So number one is to get your talk game up. So one thing that is so surprising to me that it is not like a huge part of any curriculum is public speaking. It's a part of a curriculum, but it's kind of like a special part. It's like a elective, if you will. But as an English teacher, I would always include some kind of way for my students to get credit by sharing with the rest of the class. You know, they had to go up in front of the class and present something, not only themselves in their speaking, their talk game, but also something visual, right? So this is a very visual mm-hmm. society, as well as like in terms of it being part of communication. And so, like, getting your talk game up as adults, because most of our show listeners are adults, I think it's so valuable. But I get it if you don't have it, because if you went to college or even if you just graduated high school, nobody really made you do it, right? And so this talk game is about really being self-aware. So you got to know your strengths and your weaknesses. You got to know how to talk to other people in terms of respecting them. And then the one that I really want to emphasize, Ms. Controversy, is you got to speak up for yourself. You got to ask good questions, and you got to be willing to say no. And that is the last piece that I learned this year, saying no. Or saying, hold up, wait a minute, hold on.
antenna's going up.
It's not just a matter of saying, like, oh, I have too much on my plate or I can't do this. It's not just a matter of that. It's a matter of just clarity. Remember I said asking good questions. Some other good questions if we're talking about work might be, you know, to negotiate things where you're just not saying yes all the way. You're saying yes, but. And in our private life or our personal life, a way that you can talk and say yes, but however, it's just maybe in boundaries, in personal space, or yes, I want to exercise. I don't have a whole hour. I got 20 minutes. Let me go ahead and take care of me. So in terms of the talk game, I think that's one way that we could think about it. And I know, Ms. Controversy, you want to talk about literally talking out loud and being a cheerleader for yourself, your own cheerleader. So I think that's something that's awesome that people want to hear from you.
Absolutely. I'm still over here writing. I feel like this show is so valuable to me personally, and so I know it's gonna feed the people out there. So basically, we gave you step one. I'm coming to step one. We're going to talk about this talk game, but let's bring you back to this central focus. The reason why we're talking about this, because transition is hard. Some people have an issue with transitioning, going from left to right, up to down, in to out, single to relationship or relationship to single, making a certain amount of money to probably being demoted or making less money. All types of transitionings are happening in the real world. You understand?
Yes.
And these are the things that are causing us to react in an emotional way, sometimes that does not benefit us. So because we done been through this, you understand, this is why we feel it valuable to share with you how transitioning should be done, some tools that have really helped us. And so if you're facing transition, oh, my goodness, if you're going from one career to the next, if you're going from school, college to the career world or vice versa, you're going from the career world onto entrepreneurship, there's a lot of things that you may be experiencing emotionally, that you may be experiencing financially, that you may be experiencing spiritually. And transition does hurt. It does hurt. So you hear about growing pains, and you watch the caterpillar as it transforms into the butterfly, and you see the benefits, you know, of this turmoil, this transitioning, this toiling, and you know, the caterpillar then gets its wings, you know, and then, you know, as it flies away, it's like, you know, this cocoon can't hold me back. Or whatever. you could imagine the butterfly feeling liberated with all the things that is shaking away as it flutters its wings. And so because I identify with the butterfly very closely, I'm going to be using that example throughout the night. So back to number one is the talk game. All right? The talk game. What you're doing, you do need to be in a positive self-talk position in order to transition properly, in order to proact transition. That's a phrase that I want you to keep in mind. To proactively transition, you need to start talking things out loud. I got a quote today. Speaking of quotes, Dee Marie, I know I sent you one from, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone, from Mr. Leo King. Those of you that know me know I love astrology. And Leo King happens to be one of the big astrologists out there. And his daily quote says, really? My technology tripping? It's okay. But it says something about knowing the time, knowing the timing. And so the way that I think you can connect with timing is talking out loud, because when you talk out loud, you get a connection with yourself that is different from when you just think it. When you just think it, when you start talking it out loud, you get into different synchronicities, you get into different alignments, and you get in tuned with yourself a little bit better.
It's literally more powerful. Like, try it for yourself, everyone. It's literally more powerful. Just like reading in your head is not as powerful as reading aloud. It's the same thing. Just try it for yourself. I love that.
Yeah, you have to, and you will start to build your confidence. You'll start to find your substance. You'll start being more aware. And so as your talk game, you know, is elevated, when transition is presented, you can begin to get in tune with yourself and start talking things out. So whether it's a transition, like we said, with your career, with family, with everything, start talking it out, start speaking it. I have a relative that just had a baby, shout out to Brittany Green, and that's a huge transition. She's going to have to do a lot of out loud talking, positive self-talk, all right, and putting that energy in its proper place, because she's a first-time mommy. It's not the end of the world. Hello, it's a great opportunity to grow into this new position, this new person who she's going to be. And so it's the same thing with all of us, with the different transitions that we're making. You have to get your talk game in proper alignment, and that's with positive self-talk. All right, so that's step one in the toolbox.
Yes.
Step two. Once you, I don't know if Z Marie has a step two, but I just want to say this before I let her come back, is that once you get your talk game right, and I just want to say, ladies, you know how it is. When a guy has his talk game on deck, you're like, you know what? I can really appreciate that.
I can really appreciate that, and I'm already imagining the night.
You know, it gets you so
it's
much.
It's so persuasive.
Absolutely. So imagine you working that energy, working that science on yourself and getting you in the right spot. So once you're in the right spot, you open up the door. So I think the second thing and the toolbox is having great expectations.
Yes.
Having calculated expectations.
Yes. The big picture is something that, you know, again, a lot of the things we say, Miss Controversy, are common knowledge, but I don't know about other people. I have not been able to fully apply it to my life. And to me, a part of really getting something, knowing that you got something, knowing that you are knowledgeable, is being able to apply it. So I really want people to feel good about what we're saying, and that the next step is to take action. Everything that we're saying tonight is about action, not just the word itself. Don't just think, oh, I got it. I know that. I heard it before. Pimping means, you know, look at the whole thing. Begin with the end in mind. Prepare yourself. And it also is going to free you up a little bit, because if you're looking at the big picture, it means don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat all the details.
Absolutely.
If you're trying to be healthy, pack your snacks and be done with it. If you're trying to be healthy, work out when you can and be done with it. Because guess what? A huge part of being healthy, a huge part of being organized, is not being overly stressed, not being so stressed out, not being overbooked. So be done with it by looking at the big picture, realizing that if you take care of those big things, the small things will fall in place.
That's right. Yesterday when we were having our pre-show, you know, consultation, in conversation, this whole thing about big picture pimping really came through, because our resident intuitive guide, Jamar Akeisa, always tells me, Toya, like, get out of your head. Quit looking at every little small little thing like you're going to miss it. Don't miss it. It's just like when you see a falling star. If you right there, you see it. right? If you're in the moment, you experience it, and it's lovely, it's beautiful. If you're worried about everything else, you're looking at all the constellations, you're missing out because you didn't step back one step to see the bigger picture, to see the whole entire sky. And this relates back to number one. If you see the bigger picture, your talk game will be in alignment with you. True or false? Your talk game is going to be in alignment because you're not sweating the contrast. You're not sweating the problem. It's okay. Just because you didn't pass this particular class this semester, that doesn't mean your whole life is over. That your whole aspirations about the career that you want, you know, it's not over. So we do need you to focus on the facts and not the not so much the details. As one of my mentors says, you know, I only need the facts, save the details. And sometimes it's true. And that will give you a better, you know, insight on how to see the big picture and pimp with it. Look at the bigger thing. And the only way you know what the big picture is if you spend some quiet time with yourself. You can look at the picture, but you don't have to, you know, scrutinize every brush stroke, you know, and you'll miss what's actually going on. So what's three, number three in the toolbox? Number Ms. Marie, three. I think we got something lined up.
Get your ass out there early. Get out there early and often. No, be proactive. This one, we don't have to take long on it. We're talking about the transition toolbox if you're just tuning in, and we want you to be proactive. We want you to step back and see the big picture. We want you to get your talk game up to know how to talk to people, know how to talk to yourself in the mirror, and ask good questions so you can talk some more. So, yeah, be proactive is just, you know, just what it is.
Absolutely. And I think that also ties into, you know, the two phrases that will help us make sure our toolbox is in full effect. It says, I got to get my EV up, yo, son, my expansion game. Z Marie, you know, so eloquently came up with this expansion game. And it's true. If you're being proactive, if you're being, if you're seeing the bigger picture, if you're having that positive self-talk, you're going to go where you intend to go. So you are going to expand. Expanding is another word relating to transition and growing, all right? And one of the ways that you want to do that is taking the time out to reevaluate what your goals are, because no matter what type of transition you may be, you know, may be faced with, you already know your constant. You already know what is going to stay the same. What do I want no matter what? What is going to stay the same no matter what? So no matter what I'm hit with, what I'm faced with, what obstacles, what boulders, no matter what, I'm still going to stay focused on X, Y, and Z because this is what I came to do. All right, and that's how you get your expansion game up. And if you're proactive about it, you see the bigger picture and you have that positive talk. So we done gave you 4.5 things that you need to focus on to get this thing in alignment, to get your transition toolbox working, to get you in your purpose position, you know, and these are the things that we're doing, these are the things that we're using. And so we hope that you see value in it. And we would love to hear from you guys. I know the show is winding down already, and we're getting ready to get set up for our Make It Fly segment. So Z Marie, I hope you got your wings ready.
Hey. I just wanted to reiterate what number four and five are. So there were five things in the transition toolbox. Number four is get your resources up. So whatever resources, whatever tools you need to do the job, get them up. You need certain tools to be a plumber. You need certain tools to, you know, be the president. It's all the same thing in terms of the process. Number five, knowing your core, keeping what's constant in mind. Ms. Controversy talked about that a little bit. So that is about your value system. That is about what you really want. I'm not talking about what you currently do or who you currently love, but in your heart of hearts, what do you really want? Keep that in mind, even if you can't transition to it right now. You feel me? Keep that in mind because you're about to make the plan to transition, right? It may be a 5-year plan.
Right.
I'm personally on year 2 of my 5-year plan, so, you know, y'all stay tuned. did you
all
want
right.
to go ahead and give them the Make It Fly segment and controversy?
Yes, go on right ahead and make it fly, please.
Okay, the Make It Fly segment is actually 1 minute. Let me see if I can do it in 1 minute. One quick, hot, speedy, sexy second. Okay, not second, but I mean 60 seconds. So I had lunch today with two wonderful women, and it's so good to know as a Black woman that other women got your back. One woman I was talking to, a white woman, was saying that her manager is Black and her manager has her back and she feels so good. She knows that because they're both from the South Side, so I'm in Chicago, guys. She feels like this Black woman has her back as a white woman because she knows how important something like that is, that she is not above she's not putting herself in all the corporate foolishness. That she still cares about people because she had to grow, you know, she had to take baby steps to get to her position. Whereas we know a lot of times people they just don't get it, right? They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth or they really wanted one in their mouth. So when they got there, they forgot about where they came from, whatever have you. But the phrase, I got your back, when it comes from a boss or when it comes from someone that's not a part of my family, I've always loved that phrase. And today at lunch, this woman said that, and she was she's going through a tough time in her personal life and her romantic life, but at work, she feels empowered, and she just wanted to find a way, how can I use that feeling of empowerment that I have in one area of my life and transition it, you know, our key word for tonight, into other areas of my life. And we just started to speak it, and then the one thing that came to me was claim it. Whenever you're in a position, and I might be at 1 minute now, okay, whenever you're in a position where you don't want to be or it's uncomfortable either because you don't want to be there or somebody is pushing you off the pot, right, then the best thing you can do is start to claim your next position. Remember, it used to be like, that's my seat, or, you know, I call front seat. All of that good stuff. You claimed that front seat. You wasn't even at the car door yet. You claimed it. You got in it, or you punched somebody in the face so you could get in it if they made it there before you. But the whole point is claim it. We know that you may not be where you want to be, and it can be hard to just say all of those, you know, affirmations and mantras like, I am a good person, or I am a millionaire. Sometimes that can be difficult, but it's still the right move to claim it. And claim it as you see fit. Maybe it's not $1 million right now, but whatever it is, maybe it's just wealth, right? Why you got to put a dollar figure on it? Maybe you just want wealth, or maybe you actually want peace, and that's what you're trying to buy with that money. So anyway, claim it.
Okay, thank you for the 100 seconds. Okay, we got 30 seconds left. So the taboo thing is the breakdown. Saying not to embrace the breakdown, you want to have those moments where you're crying, where you're depressed, where fear is taking over you, all right? We're not trying to say that this is going to foolproof you. We just want you to know when you're crying, when you're in depression, when that fear is overcoming, you give yourself the opportunity to remember that you have tools. And then go and use them. That's when you go and claim it. We're not telling you to fake it till you make it. F that. That's stupid in this particular example. All right? So we know that depression is real. We know crying is real. We know fear is real. But we want you to rise above that and elevate above that and go get your tools. All right? It's been so real. That was your taboo moment because people don't like to talk about that part. But that's why we're here. We're here to raise your frequency on the Vibrate and Elevate show. Thank you so very much. Look forward to us doing speaking engagements and shows and all this other stuff as we on that as we get ready to embrace the end of the year coming into 2016. So thank you so much for your support and your love. Follow us on Facebook. Check us out. ElevatedHealthAndWealth.com. DeMarie is in the building. Make sure you check our show description so you can get in contact with us. All right?
Yes.
All right, it's unstoppable around here. Toolbox around here. Hey. Yo, that was perfect timing.
Yes.
Two time for Z Marie.
Hey.
Oh, I had to stop production just for that. That's what's up.
Peace, everyone.
I'm